Ian Berry is the director of the Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College.
Now, this week, the Tang announced a new upcoming exhibition entitled Dismantling the House, which opens Friday, August 21st, and runs through October 18th.
Ian Berry joins us now to tell us more about that and to fill us in on all the other things Tang, including their Upbeat on the Roof summer concert series. Ian, it's always wonderful to see you. Thank you very much for being with us in our Saratoga broadcast.
Well, another welcome to Saratoga to you. Thanks for being here.
It's great to have you with us.
So, how long have you been there?
15 years.
Well, that's a lot.
We're about to celebrate the big anniversary in October. 15 years at the Tang.
And you've been there all 15 years?
Yes, I came to help finish the building of the museum.
And then they made him director.
Took him a while.
Yeah, but you made it. That's good. Yeah. When it comes to summer, tell us about, given the craziness of Saratoga, what does this mean for your season?
It's great for us. It's great for the museum. We have almost half our attendance in the summer.
Wow.
It's a great influx of people coming from all over. Skidmore is full in June and July of students and camps and Writers Institute and Jazz Institute and dance camps and all different kinds of things. So we are the beneficiary of all of those wonderful programs. And then as SPAC season and the track and all the other wonderful things that are happening in Saratoga rev up, a good chunk of those people come visit us at the museum. And we're thrilled. The galleries are full of people every day.
You think the husband goes to the horse races and the wife goes to, I mean, this is sexual stereotyping. Wife goes to the Tang?
I don't think so. Oh. I think they come together.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they do.
All right. Okay,
well,
okay then.
If you're like my family, you go to the Tang in the morning and then go to the track in the afternoon.
And what you've experienced at the Tang will enliven and widen your experience later in the afternoon.
That's true.
Yes.
What are you discovering about what they discover? In other words, when they come in and they look at the art.
We always learn something from visitors.
Do you?
It's fantastic. Absolutely.
So give us an example.
Well, we might design an exhibition to imagining a viewer going through the exhibition in a certain direction. We might build walls and write labels and arrange the lights and all the different things we do in the museum to make an experience when you come in the building. And we might realize that a certain artwork becomes a feature or an attractive part of the show.
You didn't know that going in?
Well, we might think it might be one, and in the end, it might be another one. And we learned something. You know, a small object. I remember we had an exhibition years ago that had an iron meteorite in a case.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a show that had wonderful artwork and amazing images from science and invention and Galileo's books. And it's just a fantastic show. And the meteorite we were excited to have in the show, but didn't understand that it was going to become the memorable object of that exhibition. And it was the object that filled everyone with wonder and curiosity and became the story we tell long after the show.
Interesting. So if Margaret says to Herbert, Herbert, if that thing hit you in the head, you know, you'd be dead. Now, that in itself could be interpreted in many ways. It could be, you know, like, Herbert, I wish you were dead. Or it could mean, what? Why are you looking at
that?
My words in strange ways.
I was just wondering if we were still talking about the Tang.
That would be an unexpected something we might learn from an exhibition.
So do you ever collect those, you know, those utterances?
We do. Yeah. We do. We have comment books and we have education programs and we learn a great deal. Our students learn how to give tours and they learn how to navigate all of those comments and those reactions. We had a student giving a tour just this morning who was doing a fantastic job learning how to talk about art in front of people, some of whom are very well-versed and expert in what they're seeing and some who are seeing things for the first time.
So what's going up on the roof, Ian?
Upbeat on the Roof is in its 14th season. It is one of the most wonderful things we do in the summer. Every Friday night during the summer, we have a free concert. And hundreds and hundreds of people are coming.
Are we sure the roof can hold?
When it can't, sometimes it moves down to the lawn. And last Friday, we had double our usual for Alex Torres and his orchestra, which
the
was
best.
Fantastic. And it was the highlight so far of the Upbeat season. It was just tremendous. We had almost 500 people dancing and just
salsa,
having fun.
Salsa.
Absolutely. It was great. So this Friday, we have Holly and Evan. August 14th, we have Giacomo. Beargrass is coming on the 21st. And then your old pal on the 28th, Annie and the Hedonists will be playing.
Yeah, my old pal, Peter.
So that's going to be it. Those are the last, you have 4 more weeks to enjoy Upbeat, 4 more Fridays in August.
So we're in a position where we have last chance in some exhibits, and then we can come back and see a new exhibit later in the month.
Yes, and the last chance is something that everybody should listen to, because this exhibition, Nicholas Krushnik, Electric Soup, is really phenomenal. The paintings are have never been brought together before, from the 60s and 70s. An artist who was right in between abstract expressionism and pop art, living in New York in the 50s, trying to figure out how to make his way in a really exciting, burgeoning New York art scene, and came up with a wholly new way of making abstract painting.
Do you think Andy Warhol was right when he said art is anything you can get away with?
I think Andy Warhol was right in everything he said.
That sure told me.
There you go.
Nicely done. So, and that exhibit is up through?
August 16th.
Okay.
Come see it. And it really is a special show. And we have pictures here on loan from Museum of Modern Art in New York, the Walker, Albright Knox, the Dallas Museum, fantastic museums from across the country.
Do you have to pay for those?
We don't. We have to pay for getting them here, but
yeah.
we have nice collegial relationships with our fellow museums, and we lend each other things often.
Is your dream that an alumna or alumni will come through and say, you know, we do have that Renoir in our living room. We'd like to give it to you. Is that
yes. I'll give you my cell phone number offline. You can pass that on to the person you hear that from.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting for that call.
Dismantling the house. Tell us about that. It opens Friday, August 21st, and runs through October 18th.
Yeah, it's an example of a wonderful thing that happens at the museum, which is our students being involved in every area of producing exhibitions. And this one is curated by Iman Riaz, who is a recent graduate. And she was the winner of this year's Winter Family Internship, which is a competitive internship that Skidmore juniors apply for. And one of them gets it for their senior year. And it includes working at the museum during their senior year and the summer after. So it's a paid job after they graduate. And Iman chose to propose and make an exhibition looking at works by women in the collection, and looking at different ways how feminism can come out in artworks in very different and diverse ways. So she's picked an amazing roster of artists, from Joan Snyder and Carrie Moyer and Kara Walker to Pipilotti Rist, and wonderful artists.
So give us an example of one depicts such depiction.
Well, I think the Carrie Moyer painting, which is an abstract painting, doesn't necessarily reveal itself immediately on the surface like a protest poster might with its message.
Mm.
But looking deeper and looking more into what you're seeing in that painting can reveal different ways of using influence and history, and how maybe the subtle shifts and changes in the way we tell art's history, and particularly the history of abstract painting, can be turned and morphed by contemporary, in this case, women painters. It's subtle,
great. Well, you say subtle, but how do you know? I mean,
well, Iman's going to tell you in her fantastically written labels for the exhibition.
I see. I get it. Okay.
You're going to learn something, Alan, when you come see this show.
You know, I will learn something.
And then in the fall, what do you got coming up?
In the fall, we are super
The next
energized.
Time you come on the roundtable, you will be talking about what?
The Tang's 15th anniversary. We're very excited to be celebrating it. We will have all new exhibitions. Mark Allen, Skidmore alum from Los Angeles, does an amazing thing with his colleagues called Machine Project. He will be in residence for the fall. Affinity Atlas, an exhibition that combines things like Alfred Solomon's old hat forms with contemporary art and modern art and ethnographic art from all over the world.
Do you do all of that, or is there a curator who you
work with? We have a great team, and we have curators, we have preparators, registrars, we have amazing faculty and
students.
What's
a preparator?
They're the ones that move the objects and build the shows.
I see.
All the handling. And you'll see a lot of their work on view in October. There's some great building.
Will you be serving refreshments?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when you come, the coffee's always on, Alan. Mm-hmm.
To learn,
I like oranges.
Yeah, there you go. To learn more about the Tang, visit tang.skidmore.edu. Tang.skidmore.edu. Their Upbeat on the Roof summer concert series runs on Fridays at 7 o'clock through August. And you can find out more about the schedule as well as Dismantling the House opening on August 21st by, again, going to tang.skidmore.edu. Ian, you're the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you both. Have a great day today.
You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from SPAC on WAMC.